नमाम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवारी पश्चाचारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। This is the first time I've visited Radha Madan Mohan down here. But this is a nice place. Who can imagine what that thing used to be? Such a bricks upon bricks upon bricks upon bricks sticking out some distance. A lot of bricks. What was it? Looks like a fortress for a king. The history. Can you hear me down there? You can hear? Okay. Very good. The history of the Madan Mohan temple and the Madan Mohan deity is very charming and very intricate. It goes back to the time of Krishna, just after Krishna's departure. Maharaj Yudhisthira, who had become king, he installed on the throne in his place Maharaj Parikshit. He became the king in Hastinapur. And Maharaj Parikshit installed as king of Mathura. The district of Mathura is where Krishna was born, and of course Vrindavan is within the district of Mathura. He installed Vajranab, the descendant in one of the great-grandchild of Krishna, as the king of the district of Mathura. And one of the things that Vajranab did, and you'll hear this a number of times as we go along, he installed deities of Krishna, because when Krishna was present, he was little cowherd boy, not worshipped. But Vajranab understood him to be the personality of Godhead. And so he established deities. And of the principal deities, Madan Mohan were principal deities that were established. Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath. And between today and tomorrow, we're visiting each of those temples, plus many other temples. Over the generations, the worship of the deity of Krishna, Madan Mohan, became diminished. So much so that even the whereabouts of the deity had been lost. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, both Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda came here to Vrindavan. In fact, the place where Advaita Acharya made as his principal residence is just a short distance this way, and called a place called Advaita Vat. And while he was in Vrindavan, this is before Lord Chaitanya's appearance, he found the deity. Details are not described how he found the deity, but he found the deity of Madan Mohan. And beautiful deity. When we go to Jaipur, when we go to Karoli, we'll see the deity of Madan Mohan. Beautiful deity. And he worshipped the deity of Madan Mohan personally. Then when he left Vrindavan, he left, entrusted the worship of the deity to a very elevated Brahmin named Purushottam Chobe. And he took great care of Madan Mohan for a long time. That long time included up until Sanatan Goswami came here. When Sanatan Goswami came here on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had no fixed residence. We read this in the prayers to the six Goswamis, that his residence was a different tree every night. Under this tree, under that tree, he made his residence. And although he was a mendicant by his disposition, his character was he was an incredible leader. He was such an incredible leader. He was such an incredible leader that all the residents in West Bengal were so pacified by his leadership that Nawab Hussein Shah didn't even have to rule. He could just take his armies and go here and there and conquer new territory because Sanatan Goswami was so expert in government. But he was so expert in government, not by trickery, you know, like the modern people that govern. It's just his purity, his elevated qualities inspired people to follow him. In that area, there were largely Vaishnavas. And because he was a Parama Vaishnav, they were very happy to be under his rule. It was a good arrangement by Nawab Hussein Shah. He selected one amongst them who was their natural leader and had him be their leader. So he didn't have to do anything except take their taxes and conquer more territory. But when Sanatan Goswami gave up the service of Nawab Hussein Shah and went to take the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assigned him to come to Vrindavan, by that time, he was in the complete disposition of a mendicant. You know this from Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was progressively decreasing his worldly position or worldly opulence, but his relative had given him a very nice chadar. And Sanatan Goswami understood by the unhappy look on Mahaprabhu's face that he didn't like him to become a renunciate and maintain a nice opulent chadar, so he gave that away too. He was renounced like Raghunath Das Goswami was renounced, and he was as humble as one could be. Totally humble personality, but totally able to give shelter to all. So it was part of his practice to go here and go there, visiting the homes of people, apparently performing madhukari. You all know what is madhukari. So just to accept his maintenance by extending his upper garment and whatever people would give, he would accept. But as Prabhupada taught, that's not a means of livelihood for a renunciate. It's an opportunity for the renunciate to visit the home of others and give association. Just this morning I was hearing Srila Prabhupada explain a story I never heard before. There was the story that one sannyasi went to someone's home and they were very envious. So the housewife said, "Give him ashes." He's come to beg, give him ashes. And the sannyasi said, very good, let your charity begin. Give ashes. Give something. Because the purpose is not, oh, I wanted some money or something to eat, or I wanted something nice instead of ashes. So, as a mendicant, Sanatana Goswami was visiting homes to give his association. And people felt that. They felt that he was not here to ask something from us. He came to give to us. When the Varnashram institution works well, that's when the members of the various Varnas and the various ashrams are qualified. That's a whole topic, a huge topic. But not just dividing society, okay, you're over here and you're over there, now do your thing. It's becoming a quality person. Because the residents, the Brijvasis, were quality people, and they were encountering a quality sadhu. They were so happy. And it's described in Bhakti Ratnakar. He didn't just, you know, give them a Bhagavatam class, a little kirtan and Bhagavatam class and go. He became familiar with all of their personal dealings. He would know throughout Vraja how their crops were growing, who in their family got married, when it was somebody's birthday, when it was somebody, all the details, how their little child was doing in school, and everything. And they felt it was, he was a prime minister. And he understood the necessity, not just like, you know, it's a good way to win friends and influence people. He actually cared, genuinely. He cared about the welfare of everyone and all features of their life. So as he would go from village to village, they were waiting at the edge of the village to receive him. And he would spend the whole day just associating with the members of the village, hearing all about their situations and blessing or telling them, you know, giving them advice how to lead their practical lives. And at the same time giving the highest teaching. Sanatana Goswami cannot refrain from giving high teachings because that's Sanatana Goswami. But those high teachings were very practical, down to the everyday affairs of life. Because the everyday affairs of life relate to living a life of high teaching, simple living and high thinking. That's Sanatana Goswami. So on one of those occasions, he was visiting homes in Braja. And one of those homes happened to be the home of Purushottam Chabe. And Purushottam Chabe, the night before Sanatana Goswami came to his home, he had a dream. And in his dream, Madan Mohan appeared and instructed him, tomorrow morning a sadhu will come to your door. I want to be worshipped by him. Please give me to him to worship. Knock on the door. Open the door, and there's Sanatana Goswami. And immediately, Purushottam Chabe was attached to Madan Mohan. One can only imagine a pure devotee that received deities directly from the hand of Advaita Acharya. He was attached to those deities. But on the order of the deity, he handed the deities to Sanatana Goswami. But what was Sanatana Goswami's response? I can't accept worship of the deity. I'm not qualified. And besides, I don't have any home to put them. I don't have any items to offer them. I'm a mendicant. I have nothing. I can't accept. And he handed the deities back to Purushottam Chabe and he left. But meanwhile, he was thinking, how can I say no to Madan Mohan? But how can I say yes to Madan Mohan? He was in a transcendental anxiety. Not the worldly kind of anxiety that we know too much about. It was a transcendental anxiety. What does Krishna want? How to fulfill what Krishna wants, but how can I fulfill what Krishna wants? Because I don't have the resource to fulfill what Krishna wants. What to do? What to do? He couldn't think of anything else. He was sleepless all night long. And he went back to the same home the next day. He said, to Purushottam Chavi, I don't know what to do. What should I do? And the deity spoke and said, I want to be worshipped by you. Please take me. And he said, but I don't have anything. I don't have anything to offer you. He said, just whatever you have that you accept, offer to me. He said, but I just take wheat and soak it in water and make balls and put it in the fire and cook it, and that's what I eat. He said, that's good. Whatever you have, that's fine. So Sanatana Goswami relented. He needed some place to put the deity, so he put the deity here, up on the hill, hanging from a tree. Nice little altar, little bag, little cloth. And the deity was, wait till you see the deity. The deity's very large. Not small, large. Hanging from a tree. And that's one of the standard items we saw yesterday, all these big piles of wheat. What do they do with those? They mash it, soak it, make a ball, put the ball in the fire, and that's their chapati. It's not even flat, it's round. They have a name for it, I don't know what the name for it is. So he would offer those to his Madan Mohan deity. And one time, the Madan Mohan deity said, this is okay, but can I have a little salt? I told you I don't have anything at all. I'll take you back to Purushottam Chubby. No, 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 it's okay, it's okay. I'll stay. The transcendental reciprocation with Sanatana Goswami and Madan Mohan was that one day there was a merchant named Mr. Kapoor from Delhi, and he was taking a boatload of salt from Delhi to Agra by the Jamuna River. And as he was passing, the boat got stuck on a sandbar. And whatever Mr. Kapoor did to remove the boat, nothing worked. He tried this and tried all the tricks of the trade, and nothing worked. Finally, he heard from one person along the shore of the river Jamuna that there's one sadhu that lives up on the hill up here. Maybe he can do something, give you some blessing or something. When the sadhu came, when Mr. Kapoor came to Sanatana Goswami, he spoke transcendental knowledge. He said, if you just worship Krishna, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can arrange anything. And here he is, Madan Mohan, Personality of Godhead. Just worship him. So he was so moved, Kapoor was so moved by Sanatana Goswami. With his heart, he worshipped Madan Mohan. And even lost sense of, I want to get my boat dislodged from the sandbar. Just to be in Sanatana Goswami's presence. And lo and behold, when he went back to his boat, the boat became free. So he was able to move the boat all the way to Agra, sell his salt. And he had decided within his heart, everything that I earn from the selling of this salt, I'm going to give it to Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami, when he received this huge offering in charity, he said, what do I need money for? But if you like, you can use the money to build a nice temple for Madan Mohan. And so he built a nice temple for Madan Mohan. And thus this Madan Mohan temple stands as a landmark throughout all of Braja, as a beautiful architectural creation simply out of the devotion of Sanatan Goswami for Madan Mohan and the reciprocation with Mr. Kapoor. When the temple was completed, it was 60 feet high. And it was in the late 1500s. And by the mid-1600s, the deities were moved to Jaipur because of King Aurangzeb and his vicious attacks. The very top of the temple was also knocked off. It was a bit taller before, and you can see the sides of the temple was defaced. They were taken to Jaipur, so the deities that we'll see when we go up the hill, they're called Pratibhu deities, the replacement deities from the original ones. Then some generations later, the princess of Jaipur was betrothed in marriage to the prince of Karoli. And the princess of Jaipur said, I can't marry him unless Madan Mohan come with me. So the father, the king, permitted the deities to go from Jaipur to Karoli. There's more detail that we'll describe later. And so our last 2 days, we'll visit Karoli and see Madan Mohan, the original Madan Mohan, that was the deity which was established by Vajranab. This deity of Madan Mohan is the deity of Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha Gyan means that knowledge of the relationship between all things and their source of emanation, Krishna. So, Sanatan Goswami worshipped Madan Mohan and taught quite rightly that one who worships Madan Mohan can achieve everything. Those of you that know about Brihat Bhagavatamrita that was written by Sanatan Goswami, the search for the deity or the presiding deity of the mantra of Gopukumar was Madan Gopal. Madan Gopal and Madan Mohan are the same. Very fitting. Chanting the mantra of Madan Gopal, searching for the direct encounter, the personal encounter with the personality of Godhead. That should be our aspiration also. Not just sightseeing and beautiful temple, nice deity, nice stories, very nice. But our relationship with the personality of Godhead, with genuine devotion, this is the mood of Sanatan Goswami, the gift that Sanatan Goswami wanted to give. And when you read Brihat Bhagavatamrita, I'll say this personally, my appreciation for the brilliance and the subtlety and elevated nature of Sanatan Goswami comes out so clearly. An amazing personality. Amazing personality. He was the shelter for all of the residents of Raja while he was here, yet perfectly humble, kind, an ocean of good qualities. So much so that he, as the elder amongst the six Goswamis, he was respected by them all as the chief of the six Goswamis. Imagine. And as we hear each of the six Goswamis, something about them, imagine the chief of the six Goswamis. That's Sanatan Goswami. So we're about to go up the hill and see his very beautiful deity. I think I'll end, although there's more to say, because we want to see the deities as we go along. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai.